and welcome to MSG's Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben, and we're going to be here all morning as we try to take care of Tom Coughlin and the Giants business as they prepare for Tampa Bay. Let's head in to Coach Tom Coughlin right now.
Good morning. By now, everyone's watched the Tampa Carolina game and the outstanding game that they played and the way in which they have chosen to play. They blocked a punt in that game. They had no turnovers themselves. They rushed the ball for 130 yards. The young rookie running back rushed for 95 yards. Their defense played outstanding. They held the number 7 rushing team in the NFL a year ago to 10 yards rushing. It was minus 1 at halftime. They're a good team. They're a fast team. They did well in free agency. They drafted well. All three of those top kids are all starters on their team. And, you know, they seem to be playing the way that they want to play. So it'll be we're preparing. We had one early practice that we introduced some of how we would play. And, of course, today is our big day, the start of our week. Questions? Well, he won't practice fully, but he will try to pick up where we left off Monday and see if we can continue to allow him to work. And he can, you know, he does have some issues. He's just fighting his way through them.
Boss seems to be a new addition.
Some nagging issues there. That's all. He'll practice.
Tom, when Greg Schiano was at Rutgers, a lot of his defensive stuff was confusion, speed. How much of that did he bring to Tampa? And, I mean, do you watch any of the Rutgers films?
We watched all the Rutgers film, in all three phases. And, of course, we've watched all the preseason games. And they continue to have a good scheme.
I think you were asked briefly about it the other day, but you faced two coordinators that were recently part of your staff. I mean, is that unusual? And how much do you think that can help the Bucs?
Well, I mean, you can draw your own conclusions on that one. They've both been here. They've both been in our system. Mike Sullivan of recent date, obviously, did an outstanding job for us. Good, sharp, young coach. Bill Sheridan was here with our defensive staff. And so they both know the way we operate. They both know somewhat of our terminology. So we're aware of that.
Marvin Austin, is he going to work today?
Yes.
And how's he feeling?
How you doing? He's going to practice.
Does it also help you? I mean, does he run a lot of the same things he's taking a lot of things from the Giants offense and running them down there as well?
Watch the tape, yes. Mm-hmm.
Tom, they want to have balance, obviously, but the young running back, Martin, what do you see from him, the rookie?
Hard runner. He is physical, runs through arm tackles. He and the fullback are right up there in their pass reception area as well, and they both do pick up the blitz well, I think. So they ran 36 times the other day.
Tom, obviously your focus is on your team, but for a moment, can you sort of be in Greg's place for a minute? I mean, having been at a college program for a good while, building something there, moving to the NFL, being a first-year coach. I mean, can you imagine what it's been like for him?
I can imagine, yeah. I sure can.
What is it like? I mean, is it overwhelming? You know, how good do you think it felt for him to get a win in that first game?
It was obvious. I mean, a team that had lost 10 straight games the year before, so the program is obviously being accepted. They made a lot of changes. They changed better than half the offensive players on their team, period. So, that was an exciting win for them at home and provided everyone there with some confidence. And obviously they're doing things the way they want to do them. And
for the first time in a while, Will Beatty is not on the injury report.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's not injured.
I asked that question myself.
I mean, does that mean he goes full?
He will go. He will continue to progress the way we've been bringing him along with the number of snaps that he gets. and, you know, again, trying to make up for all the lost time.
He said he's been getting the right number of snaps, but some is with the ones and some with the twos. That's the correct. So he's holding up.
He seems to be.
Is there a chance that he could start at left tackle this week?
We'll see. We'll see how fast he comes.
Is that his job when he's healthy?
We'll see.
I knew you were going to say that. Now, did you do anything with David this week in terms of the fumble and talk, other than maybe talk to him? Did you still see any new drills or anything like that? Can you,
yes.
Which one?
All of the above.
How's he responded?
Well.
Defined well.
He's anxious to do right.
I mean, you anticipate him getting the ball on Sunday, don't you? I mean,
sure.
I mean, he's not, you know, he's a doghouse, so he's not going to get the ball, is he?
Well, he's a little out of the doghouse.
He's a little out of the doghouse.
A little bit out of the doghouse.
How can he regain your trust?
Ball security.
Justin Tuck indicated, Tom, that he hasn't slept well since losing, and I'm wondering over the past week if that loss has sat with you in any particular
way. None of us have slept well. I hope the whole room is full of people that didn't sleep well. That's the point.
How much more physical do you have to be this week against this Tampa Bay team?
Very. Improved.
Tom, when you have a series of drops in a game, do you change anything the next week, any drills, anything like that, to correct it?
Back to fundamentals. Focus, concentration. Can't go anywhere without the ball. Come back to the ball. See the point, catch the fat part, put it away, cover it up, make the most direct course up the field and gain extra yardage, run after the catch.
Is part of that just slowing, teaching guys to slow down a little bit? And
don't want anybody to slow down. We're looking for people to speed up. Just execute the fundamentals properly.
You had mentioned after the game that we asked you about Richard Cruz's drops. You said he has those occasional kind of lapses in concentration. Is that just up to him to fix that?
A lot of it is, yes. He's done it before.
That's what I was going to ask you. When he had those lapses last year, you'd see him come back for a good
absolutely.
Period. Tom, what do you expect in 10 days off?
Energy, enthusiasm, pride, second game of the season. Didn't like what we saw for the most part in the first game. Renewed vigor, vigilance, unselfishness, do your job, understand, listen, pay attention to the details, follow the details through in the chaos of the game.
Yeah, yesterday, Antrell was on the radio and he said that a lot of the mistakes on defense were guys trying to play outside their assignments and doing too much. Is that a fair assessment of some of the issues that came up? Or?
Some of that is correct.
Tom, when you made the transition from college to the NFL, do you remember facing questions about whether that type of system, you know, the type of discipline, the type of things you carried over, do you remember facing questions about whether they'd work at the NFL level?
There's a well-documented record of that. Thank you.
So why, I mean...
First preseason training camp. We don't have time for that stuff.
Tom, but, when you speak of things like focus and renewed vigor, that's one thing, but when you looked at that tape, did anything concern you at the level of your team being overmatched in its opener?
Execution was not what we expected. You know, we anticipated a lot better execution, and that's the direction we go in.
Tom, with the schedule, is any Panthers stuff leak in this week at all?
No. The most important game we've ever played is this week. Tom, and the next most important game we've ever played will be the week after.
Game to go from coaching college to the pro ranks.
What the heck? Is this the only 15 minutes? Is it different? Sure it's different. It's a lot different.
Tom, there was a lot of talk Monday from some of your defensive guys about, the offensive guys about the speed of Tampa's front seven, and that really added to the way they were able to shut down the run. Is there anything you have to do differently against the
recognition? Recognition helps a lot, being able to adjust on the fly, meet speed with speed and power with power and so on and so forth. They have a very good front.
Tom,
How's Keith Rivers' hamstring? Is he going to
try? He's going to work. He'll be limited.
Anything else?
Thank you.
This is transcriber's.
Well, those are the words of head coach Tom Coughlin, who clearly has not gotten much sleep since the Giants lost last Wednesday to the Dallas Cowboys. I'm Paul Dottino, along with former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben. And when we come back here on MSG, we will dissect what the coach said and some of his plans for today's practice. Stay with us. We are back on Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben. And Roman, in listening to what Coach Coughlin had to say, obviously injuries are always a big factor up top. And he mentioned a couple of things that I want to get your take on right up top. Keith Rivers, limited with a hamstring. Okay, that doesn't sound too serious. He's going to practice some today. And he also mentioned Marvin Austin will practice. He's coming off that bad back. He did not play against Dallas. And Prince Amukamara, who will continue to work as he comes back off of that sprained ankle.
Yeah, you look at these injuries, like you said, Keith Rivers, obviously he's a guy that has some injury history in the past, but a hamstring is something you can work through and something you can get better each day. They've had some time to get used to these injuries the last 10 days off. And obviously Marvin Austin, I mean, he's a guy, that interior defensive line really needs a healthier Marvin Austin. So, but I know he's got a lot of personal pride, so he's going to try to come back. And obviously Prince Amukamara, he's put a lot of pressure on himself and how well he wants to do this season.
Well, we go to our Twitter question here this morning. Kevin Borland exactly wants to talk about that topic in terms of Amukamara and Austin, wanting to know what kind of impact they can have. It's one thing to get them on the practice field, Roman. It's another thing now to get them under a live bullet situation and expect them to produce for four quarters.
Well, you heard what Coach Coughlin said about the Tampa team. You have your draft picks. They're all starting. I mean, you draft guys high. You expect them to contribute. Expect them to start. And you expect those guys to approach the game a certain way. So I know Marvin Austin, you know, coming into this preseason, he hadn't played a meaningful game since December 2009. So he's really had to work himself just to get back to playing football. And Prince Amukamara last season, the injury last year, and then was out last week. So I think he really wants to get back to play.
One of the other things I thought that Coach said today that was very interesting in this morning's briefing was about David Wilson, who fumbled on his second carry against the Cowboys and then did not see another opportunity with the ball out of the backfield. He said today he will play. Wilson will play. He will see the ball, but he's got to regain Tom's trust to become a bigger part of that offense.
Yeah, I think Coach Coughlin said that he was out of the doghouse, and how he can get out of that doghouse is with a big play, ball security. And it's really got to go back to the basics. I think some people go back to his college history of turnover every 48 carries or what have you. But I think to see him give up the ball last week, opening day, with all that pressure, you're going to see very early how well he can respond to those type of situations. Because you know what, Paul? They're going to need him this year. I mean, he's going to have to deliver, and he's going to have to deliver big this season for the
Giants. Other day, he said to me during the light practice, he was carrying the ball higher and tight, and even during the walkthrough. But the truth is, right now, Roman, you're looking at a rookie who's barely had much work in training camp because, let's face it, it's like flag football under the new CBA.
Right.
How are you truly supposed to teach a running back who had fumbleitis in college about how to properly carry the ball when he really hasn't gotten hit much?
Well, I think it's a mental approach. I think the mental approach has to change. It's getting used to the physicality of that football. And when you go back to that fumble, he was running to his left and got hit from his inside. So he really has to secure the ball. I think he got a little comfortable knowing the defender was on the opposite side. So he just has to take that personal pride and just knowing that he's going to have to do a little bit better than that. But I think he's got a lot of big plays in him, big playability. He's that type of running back. But as a rookie, you're going to have to go through something, go through that adversity, come back from it, and that's when you become a better professional football player.
They will definitely need his quicks against the very speedy Tampa Bay defense. Twitter question number two comes from BlueJ6. He wants to know, who are the Giants going to add at the cornerback position? It doesn't look like they can go the entire season with Prince and Coe. Well, we talked about Prince and his injury situation. Coe said the other day he was about 75% coming off of his hamstring. He does expect to work and does expect to play, but you know if he's not right, the Bucs will be looking at him.
Well, you know, there are no hidden gems out there. It's week one. There aren't anybody on somebody else's practice squad. I mean, all the teams are set. So the people that the Giants have at those positions are the ones they're going to have to go with. And I think you have to give these guys a chance to get better throughout the course of a season. And you go back to last week's Dallas game, some of those physical mistakes that you saw are things that can be corrected. But what I didn't see are mental errors blown coverages. So there is a chance, and Giants fans shouldn't, you know, vacate their expectations of them wanting to do well this year based off of what you saw last week. So I think you're going to see them start to improve each week. But you only have 16 games. This isn't the NBA or baseball. You got 80 games. But I think you will start to see that improvement because, again, those are physical errors that I saw last week, not mental.
The one change that Coach Coughlin would not rule out the other day when he was asked about Jaron Hosley, who right now is coming in the nickel package and playing some slot corner. He did not rule out the possibility that he could even play wide some. Now, he's a rookie, hasn't had a lot of snaps, Roman. Is it worth taking a shot by throwing him outside, maybe starting him opposite Corey Webster if maybe Coe and Prince aren't quite ready yet?
Well, he's a rookie, but is he a rookie defensive back? And I think rookie defensive backs are some of the easier positions. Nothing's easy in the NFL, but some of the easier positions that you can adjust. You have a guy like that, he's got that fearless, reckless DB, you know, mentality. So you can start to integrate him and put him out there, but he's got to show enough during practice. He's got to show a lot in some of the plays that he does get, maybe in a slot where they integrate him slowly. Then he'll get the confidence to eventually play outside.
The one thing that may be a little dangerous for him is that he's a rather diminutive corner, and the Bucs have a very tall receiving core.
Well, he's going to have to make that up in size because if you're going against these tall receivers every day, you're definitely going to have to make up for it in size and technique.
Well, one good thing about Hosley is that he has a lot of confidence in the Giants like that very much. Roman Oban and I will be back on MSG with more of Giants Press Conference Live after this. Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. I'm Paul Dottino with Roman Oban. And, you know, when talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the team the Giants have to play on Sunday, they come off a very impressive win against the Carolina Panthers. Right. It was the first ever NFL head coaching game for Greg Schiano,
right,
the former Rutgers coach, who has already put his stamp on this team, Roman.
Yeah, and I was a little critical of Schiano during the hire. And, you know, I covered some Big East in the past. I said, you know, a lot of people said you couldn't beat West Virginia. What are you going to do against Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Drew Brees twice a year? But what do? You go out there and you win your home opener and you shut down an offense with 10 yards rushing. So Greg Schiano did a great job in his coaching debut, and I think he's starting to instill that mentality, that toughness. You know, he's from New Jersey, lived here. So he's kind of getting that team ready to know what to expect on Sunday.
Yeah, they certainly played energized football the other day against the Panthers. You've got Bill Sheridan,
right,
and Mike Sullivan, the two coordinators who are working for him who have a lot of roots here in New Jersey with the Giants.
Yeah, they've got a lot of roots, and there is a familiarity with the personnel. What Mike Sullivan did with the receiving core last 2 years with Eli Manning at the quarterback's coach was tremendous. So he's earned the right to be where he is offensive coordinator, as a play caller now. And Coach Coughlin alluded to the fact that he's happy for where these two coaches are. But again, Greg Schiano has done a really good job assembling his staff together. People like Sullivan, Sheridan, even Butch Davis is his assistant advisor or something like mm-hmm. that. So those are the things that Schiano's done together to really combat some of his predecessors who weren't as successful coming out of college in the NFL.
Okay, so let's talk about what we expect to see out of Tampa Bay, some of the characteristics. You know that Sully's taken a lot of the right. Giants offense and brought it to Tampa Bay. They look to be a bit more conservative, though, than I might have thought in week one.
Well, I think one thing Mike Sullivan's going to help do with Josh Freeman is really help him mature as a quarterback. You look at the maturation of Eli Manning over the last couple of years into an elite quarterback. But with Josh Freeman, you have Vince Jackson, obviously a teammate of mine in San Diego. So you're starting to see that same formula, that quarterback-receiver relationship, the maturity of a young quarterback. He's almost trying to duplicate what Eli Manning did here at the Giants.
And they're giving a lot of responsibility to first-round pick Doug Martin, who was picked one pick before the Giants picked David Wilson. Yeah. They're using him a lot like the Giants would use Ahmad Bradshaw.
Yeah, Doug Martin, I watched him a lot in college too. Small, shifty, he's good between the tackles, plays bigger than his size. So that formula, again, solid running game. They got a good offensive line. You bring in a Vince Jackson. You also have Dallas Clark, a tight end. He's still got some legs left in him. So you see that formula at three different areas of the field, over the top, underneath, and in the backfield with what the Bucs are doing offensively.
Okay, let's flip the coin to defense. And we know that Bill Sheridan did a lot of zone blitzing when he was with the Giants.
Right.
I saw some of that against Carolina.
Right.
They're basically, though, a four-man front, and they rely on the speed of that front seven. Boy, they can move, Roman.
Yeah, they can run. They're young. I mean, the average age of the D-line, I think nobody's older than a third or fourth year veteran across the line of scrimmage. And then defensively, obviously, Rondé Barber, 200 games, started. Now he's a free safety. And last week, 10 yards rushing Carolina Panthers, who was number 7 in the league last year. Their run defense is very good, but because they're undersized, you know, they don't really win at the point of attack, but they get to their area of the field quickly. So a lot of good gap integrity, and that's what the Giants are going to have to combat on Sunday.
Okay, let's go to another quick Twitter question from rmarsh402. He says, will the Giants be able to run the ball with this offensive line against the Bucs? They got to do better.
Well, they have to. I mean, last week, 82 yards, which is 7 yards lower than the average of last year, 89 yards a game. But look, they've got to be efficient. They've got to be good on the line of scrimmage. They've got to start to open holes. You got to win at the point of attack. You can't have anything leak into the backfield because you don't want Kevin Gilbride on the sideline in a position where a slant is better than running the ball on first down, because that controls everything, line of scrimmage, time of possession. So you have to have a better running game this week.
And that means the Giants have to get a lot more physical, play smash-mouth football, and punch the Bucs right in the nose. He's Roman Obin. I'm Paul Dottino. You've heard from Tom Coughlin as the Giants prepare for Tampa Bay on Sunday. We thank you for joining us here on MSG's Giants Press Conference Live. We'll see you next time.